When Sally Mae comes with a broom, it summons up pictures of doom. The birds in the trees will suddenly freeze, and if there's a breeze, it'll sound like a wheeze. When Sally Mae enters the world with her broom. When Sally Mae steps out the door, the silence that follows is sure. Electric and eerie, so spooky and scary, that butterflies scramble and scatter and scurry to flee the destruction of Sally Mae's broom. A subject of nightmares and dreams, this woman is not what she seems. To people in town, she's solid and sound, a mother and wife who smiles all around. They'd never imagine her armed with a broom. But ask any dog for the facts. We've witnessed her broom attacks. Her sweetness dissolves, her anger evolves. The eyes in her head grow wild and revolve. And then she starts swinging that horrible broom. When Sally Mae comes with her broom, we all want to go to our room. Or hide like a mole and dive in a hole. Her gaze has a way of invading your soul. When Sally Mae enters the world with her broom. When Sally Mae enters the world with her broom. Pretty spooky song, huh? Well, that's how it is when she comes out of the house with her broom. Crickets run for cover. Rabbits dive into their holes. Little boys hide in bushes. And dogs begin slinking away. That's exactly what I wanted to do, slink away. But I found myself unable to slink away or do much of anything, really. I mean, there I was, sitting on top of her. How had this happened? Well, I was left with only one course of action. I would have to throw myself upon her mercy, appeal to her better, brighter self, and try to explain, well, what I was doing sitting on top of her car. In a flash, I went to slow, mournful taps on the tail section and began beaming her looks of deepest regret and remorse. Then I switched all circuits over to manual control and rolled tape on a special program we call There Must Be Some Mistake. Here's how it went. Ho, Sally Mae. Gee whiz, it's great to see you again. You look terrific this morning. That's a really nice bathrobe. And your hairdo, yipes. Anyway, you're probably wondering what I'm doing up here on top of your car, so to speak. I mean, I know it looks odd or even strange, a dog sitting on top. But the message I want to give you this morning, the message that comes from my heart and goes out to your heart is that, well, there's been a mistake. See, we were told by your sneaking little cat, Sally Mae, I feel you're not listening, and okay, let's cut to the bottom line. I really messed up big time. You want me off your car, right? Well, there's nothing in this world that I would rather do at this moment than to... She took a step in my direction. Her teeth were clenched. Her eyes were flaming. Steam and molten lava hissed out of her nostrils. The broom came up.
Get off my car, you hound! And if you scratch the paint...
It wasn't working. Nothing was working. Her heart had grown cold and hard and... Hey, I could take a hint. It wasn't necessary for her to... You think that broom didn't hurt? It hurt, believe me. And what was I supposed to do? Sit there and let her take target practice at my... In a flash, I switched off the there's been some mistake, dived over the side of the car, and hit the ground running. And with a deranged ranch wife right behind me, flogging me with her broom, I proceeded to run for my life. But as I was leaving, I managed to fire off one last shot at the cat. You'll pay for this, Pete. If it's the last thing I ever do, you'll... Never mind. I managed to escape. That's the important thing. Gee, it sure didn't take much to get Sally Mae stirred up. And once you got on her list of suspects, it was almost impossible to get off. She just didn't understand. If she had only put away her weapons, if she had given me 5 minutes to explain about the celestial crisis, oh well. As I've said many times before, in some ways this is a lousy job. You work 18 hours a day, put your life on the line, give the ranch your best effort, try your very hardest to be a good dog, and, well, it never seems to be enough to please these people. I don't know what they want. Well, my relationship with Sally Mae had suffered another blow, but there was one bright star on the horizon of my whatever. The broom flogging had gotten rid of my hiccups, and for that, I was grateful. Nothing makes a dog look more ridiculous than hicking. So, where were we? Oh yes, I ran for my life and took cover in the calf shed on the far west perimeter of ranch headquarters. As far away from Sally Mae as I could get, in other words. There I bandaged up my bleeding cuts and broken bones. Okay, there weren't exactly any bleeding cuts and broken bones, but my heart and spirit had suffered immeasurable damage. So you might say that inside I was broken and bleeding. No kidding. Dogs have feelings too. When we get screeched at and chased with deadly brooms, it hurts our pride. I was in the process of nursing my wounded spirit back to health when guess who put in an appearance? Drover. He poked his head through that spot where the door is warped at the bottom, wiggled inside, and gave me a silly smile.
Oh, hi. Did you get in trouble again?
I beamed him a wilting glare. I don't know why you put it that way, Drover. When you say again, it suggests that I've had other troubling episodes with Sally Mae.
Yeah, she sure got mad. I figured she would.
Drover, if you had that kind of information, why didn't you share it with me?
Well, I tried, but she didn't listen.
Hey, I was busy. Did you think I was up there goofing off and having fun?
Well, I wondered. What were you doing up there?
Well, I was... That is, I thought...
You didn't really think you could keep the sky from falling, did you?
I stood up and paced away from him. Don't be ridiculous. Of course not. How absurd. I'm shocked that you would even think such a thing.
Yeah, but you said, Drover, please. Isn't it obvious?
I stopped pacing and whispered, I was on a secret assignment and wasn't in a position to disclose my true purpose.
I'll be darned. How exciting.